with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So with me right now is the wonderful, beautiful, intelligent Dr. Holly Lucille. She's a naturopathic doctor and also a registered nurse. She's the author of Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health. She serves on the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians. She was listed in Times Magazine's Alt List as one of the top 100 most influential people. She has a great website, by the way, drhollylucille.com. And we're going to talk about something called delayed onset muscle soreness. Dr. Holly, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Dr. Mike, thank you so much for that.
Oh, well, you're welcome. You deserved all those words. I was gonna also mention that we met, I guess that was maybe, 4 years ago, we did an infomercial together on menopause. You remember that?
Oh, my gosh. We were, that, yes.
Yeah.
That was with Kathy Levine. Kathy Levine
That's
was
right.
there.
That's right, yeah.
Oh my gosh, Dr. Mike, I do remember now. I had totally forgotten that.
That was an interesting little place we were.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. It was a lot of fun. You, of course, were a wonderful professional, and that was one of my first experiences reading off teleprompters, and you helped me out there a little bit, and I remember that.
Yeah, one of the jokes about that is, you know, literally you're looking over the person's shoulder, and it's like you spent the entire day with them, not ever looking at them
and
in their eyes.
Like,
hey, do you want to go to dinner tonight? I hardly know you.
It's very weird. Yes, it's very, very weird, but it was a great experience. Let's talk about what this delayed onset muscle soreness is. What exactly is that? I think the abbreviation is DOMS, D-O-M-S, right? What is that?
Yeah, DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness. Well, you know, it's pretty much exactly what it sounds like. I mean, certainly, let's say you take a tumble and you scrape your knee. That's not going to be delayed soreness. It's going to be immediate soreness, right?
Right.
And delayed is basically what people experience. It's something that develops after any activity that basically forces the muscles to eccentrically contract. And I'll talk about what that actually means. But here's the deal. When we push against resistance, okay, whether it's our own body weight, whether it's a rake that we're pulling against the ground because fall has happened and the leaves are abound and it's on your honey-do list. When we're pushing against resistance in the gym with weights, there's little micro tears that happen in your muscles, and then they have to rebuild and repair. And the soreness actually doesn't come from the tears itself. It actually comes from the inflammation that takes place as a result of these little micro tears. And honestly, it's a healing process. You know, you and I know that sometimes when we're on the road to healing, sometimes things get worse before they get better, right? But it's all breaking your muscle tissue down. And so it can build back up. And guess what? It builds back up stronger. But yes, there is some delayed onset muscle soreness that people can experience.
Wait, does that mean, so Dr. Holly, does that mean if I'm working out and I don't experience any soreness, am I not working out hard enough? I mean, should we experience some of these little breakdowns in the muscle fiber?
It's a great question. You know, our bodies are incredible and they're meant to accommodate and take care of us. And so, you know, if you haven't been working out for a while, okay, and you get into the gym or you're a weekend warrior where it's go, 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 stress, 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 work, 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 and then, like, I'm going to take a hike. Usually you're going to have experienced soreness because it's new to the muscle. It's like, hey, what's going on? I haven't experienced this this resistance before, so what's going on? If you've been working out consistently and you're able to get through a workout, whether it's strength training or any of the fitness activities that are around today, and you don't get sore, it's not necessarily something that needs to happen. But maybe it's also a time where you think, you know what, I'm going to mix it up a little bit. You know, I call it a proprioceptively rich environment. Can I do something different? Can I increase my intensity, whether it's increase in weight, whether it's increase in endurance? Something that actually does then affect the muscle. Because when people say, hey, I walk on the treadmill 30 minutes a day, and I was like, probably for the first week, your body was like, okay, this is good. You know, heart rate's going up. My blood vessels are getting some resistance, and they're building stronger, so decreasing cardiovascular risks and such. But after a week of that, your body's like, you know what, I got this. That's because it's meant to take care of us.
It gets easier, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. So we've got to put it in some conflict, actually. That's the idea of continuing to grow and change.
Obviously, as a naturopathic doctor, you treat a lot of different conditions and stuff, but, you know, I know when we first met, you were focusing a lot on women's health, hormone, you know, restoration. You wrote a wonderful book. How did you start focusing on exercise and muscle soreness? What brought this on?
Well, I've been an athlete my entire life. It's sort of one of those things that I was born with, you know, it's just like I have this natural athletic ability and was an elite athlete when I was younger. And then as I'm heading into my 50s here, I actually found CrossFit. And I know that CrossFit, you know, like anything else, can get radicalized and people like, oh, people get hurt. But what I really love about it, Dr. Mike, is the idea, especially for the aging population. And I guess that would include all of us, because just a minute ago we were younger.
Everybody's
than we were
18.
Right. But right. I like the idea of people being fit across many different metrics. So endurance, agility, strength, flexibility, mobility. So, and because when I'm thinking about my 78-year-old mother, I'm thinking, hey, if you take a tumble, you know, or if you slip, are you strong enough? Is your grip strong enough to actually hold you up so you don't break your hip, break your arm, et cetera? And so I think about those things. And especially in our modern day where what are we doing? We're sitting a lot. It's like sitting is the new sugar, right?
Yep.
And we're not really looking around. We're not using those small muscles of our eyes, so we've got an increase in macular degeneration. I want people to get out and move and really involve themselves in what I call a proprioceptively rich environment, meaning there's a lot of different things that are firing that you have to react to. Keeps you young, keeps you strong, keeps you fit. And I just loved that whole concept of being more holistic from a fitness perspective.
So, Dr. Holly, when does the muscle soreness, when is it no longer just soreness and an injury that we need to be taking care of? Because that can be, I think, confusing sometimes for people, right?
Yeah, you know, you should have a radio show because you ask amazing questions. Oh, wait a minute. You do.
Wait a second.
Here we are. So that's a great question, because this soreness is, one, prevention is the cure, and you can prevent it, at least the intensity of it. Two, it's self-limiting, meaning when that healing process happens, it's going to diminish. So the key that you want to look at is there a hot spot? Is there a pain that's not going away? That is going to draw your attention to, hey, something might be strained, something might be torn, something might be more of an injury versus just DOMS.
What do you mean by hot spot, though? You're talking about a very specific local point of pain?
Exactly. So common, especially if you haven't been exercising, is the attachments of your tendons or muscles. So muscles are named, as you well know, from where they originate from and then insert, like your iliotibial band on that big fascia on the side of your leg. It originates at the ilium on your hip there and then inserts down at your tibia, and that's how they're named. And so those, especially if there's not a lot of circulation or mobility or flexibility or people properly warming up and cooling down, they can get pulled at. And so that creates a hot spot and a tear that usually requires rest and some other, really just great things that we know about, like ice and elevation and compression, et cetera.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, so we're running out of time. So when we come back in the next segment, Dr. Holly, we'll get into a little bit more about how we can treat this delayed onset muscle soreness. Because let's be honest, what happens, because I'm guilty, is you get a little sore and that's your excuse. I can't work out now. But we don't want that to happen either. We don't want muscle soreness to slow us down. I'm here with Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. We'll be right back.